Leslie Epstein's King of the Jews, 1979, at first seems a traditional novel. Carefully structured, it is a terrifying examination of the Judenrat in an imaginary ghetto modeled on Lodz. Epstein's major character, Trumpelman, is based on Rumkowski, the head of the Judenrat at Lodz and a figure whom Kaczynski tenaciously and quixotically defended. When the 1989 film Lodz Ghetto appeared, it became an important companion piece to Epstein's novel and perhaps should be seen first. The film shows how Rumkowski deludes himself and the Jews into thinking that if they became indispensable workers for the German war machine, they will avoid the fate of other Jewish communities in Poland. It is worth noting that in his authoritative study of the same Judenrat, Isaiah Trunk, whose view of some Judenrat is far more tolerant than Hilberg's, has nothing good to say about what he calls, quote, the Rumkowski regime, unquote. Rumkowski somewhat narcissistically assumes a position of grandeur as the eldest. The ghetto citizens pathetically fantasize that he can somehow save them. While the Lodz ghetto lasts the longest, it is annihilated in July 1944, and of 200,000, only 800 remained in hiding until the war ended. At the German behest, Rumkowski presided over the gradual destruction of the ghetto, even agreeing to let all children under 10 and the elderly be deported. The film strongly suggests that he knows that their fate is extermination. In the film, based on witnesses and diaries, he self-justifyingly proclaims, quote, I am a servant of the authorities, unquote. He keeps promising what he calls peace, quote, work camps are your passports to peace, unquote, and is seemingly oblivious to the hunger, starvation, cold, illness, and death that is omnipresent in the ghetto. By imposing harsh discipline on the inhabitants and using violence against his political enemies, he becomes a kind of parody of Hitler. Jewish policemen are bribed with larger food rations to carry out German atrocities. Finally, Rumkowski cannot save even his own family, and he voluntarily boards the train to Auschwitz with those closest to him. More than any of these narratives in our study, King of the Jews examines the complicity of the Jews in their own destruction. Organized in 11 chapters, the novel is about the attrition of a significant Jewish community. In chapter 11, a number signifying renewal, the surviving orphans take the ship Urania to New York. One might say that the novel is organized in 10 chapters of equal length and a coda in which two of the orphans, the now blind Kipnis and the once fragile Lippa Kazani, voyage to the United States. But in contrast to Schindler's List, the novel leaves us not with a sense of renewal, but of loss and waste. For Trumpelman, the self-proclaimed King of the Jews is a self-serving fraud, and his schemes only postpone the inevitable. The novel is a scathing satire of the idea that if only the Jews had handed over a few Jews, many more would have been saved, an idea that dominates the Judenrat, as it did the Lodz Judenrat under Rumkowski, and even shapes the way Lipsky, Trumpelman's enemy and failed assassin, is betrayed by his followers. Trumpelman's collaboration gradually turns him into a stage villain, as when he comments on the joint hanging of his two rivals, the police chief of the Jews, Ravasaltis, a ruthless gangster, and Lipsky, his Marxist opponent. Quote, these pipsqueaks know that the elder has got back his strength, unquote. Yet although Trumpelman is revealed as a scoundrel, the novel asks us to consider whether death postponed, or if only for some months, justifies compromise. To this question, Epstein's novel does not answer a resounding no, whatever his intent. For in the 200 survivors within Epstein's novel, rather than the actual 800 Lodz survivors, is there not, as Schindler's List reminds us, the promise of future generations? Epstein's examines the roles of the Judenrat, the Jews appointed by the Nazis to govern the ghetto. The Judenrat is placed in the position of the moral crossing guards and corrupted by that responsibility. Gradually, the Judenrat, led by Trumpelman, make a series of moral compromises until they become complicit with their persecutors. The Judenrat live on the borderland between the culture of the others and the ghetto. In the guise of preserving life, they preserve their own comforts. But the Judenrat in this novel save no one.